Shall we play a game?
It's a new game, only this time the game is real. Can you handle it?
Everybody play the game.
Play.
Time to play the game.
Oh my goodness. This is the theme for America's favorite overnight radio quiz show. Yes, it is the Overnight Arcade on WGN. I am your quizmaster, Brian Noonan. With me tonight, keeping score in weather and traffic central is Bill Cerrones, our prize maven, Dan the Man Shagru, and contestants yet to be named. Oh, if you did not get through to play with us on the air, then be sure you wake someone up, run out in the street, grab a random stranger, and play along at home, because during the Overnight Arcade, at-home wagering not only encouraged, but expected. Let's meet our players, shall we? We go, oh, this is very exciting. This takes one question out of my usual player interview. We welcome Steve the limo driver. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the Overnight Arcade.
Good morning, sirs. This is Alex Trebek.
It is Alex Trebek's evil twin and mustacheless cousin, Brian. Evil twin cousin? That doesn't make sense. Steve, usually I ask people what they do, but since your job is in your name, we will not ask you what you do. Are you driving the limo tonight?
Absolutely, sir. It's my morning shift.
Anybody, anything exciting happen in the limo last night?
No, I'm always in the mornings, but I do have a Valparaiso, Indiana pickup later, so that's exciting.
Oh, sure.
Is he taking me home? Because that's where I live.
That could be. Maybe it is. Do you come to work in a limo, Bill?
No.
All right, I was going to say.
Not even close.
I was going to say, man, traffic's paying much better than I thought it would. That's the way
I
to
actually
go.
I actually had a Decatur, Illinois last week. Decatur is not a good city in Illinois.
And yet someone can still order a limo to take them out there, so that's good. Well, Steve, the limo driver, let's see who you're going to be playing against. It is Pat, who is in, hold on one second, there we go. It is Pat, who is in Park Ridge. Hello, Pat. Hello, is she there? Hello, Pat.
Hello. Pat.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
I am dandy, Pat. Welcome to the big game. And what do you do for a living, Pat?
Well, I'm a middle school teacher.
Really? Oh, then this might be right up your alley. What grade do you teach in middle school? Or do you teach all of them?
I teach sixth grade language arts.
Sixth grade language arts. And are you happy that you're out of
school? This is rigged.
Easy, Steve. Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't start complaining now. You haven't even heard a question yet. I got it. Pat, are you excited that the kids are out of school, or are you longing to get back into the classroom?
A little bit of both.
Yeah? Are they good kids?
Yes, very good.
All right.
So, enjoying it, even though I've done it for 40 years.
40 years you've been teaching kids? What's the biggest change in the classroom in the last 40 years? Other than the handguns.
Technology.
Yeah. Do you like having all the technology? It must make things a little bit easier.
Yes, as long as you don't overdo it.
Exactly. All right, listen. Let's get to the game. This is Steve the limo driver versus Pat the middle school teacher. Here's what we're doing. These are actual middle school Scholastic Bowl questions. So you may think that you're brilliant, you may not, but these are questions that were asked to actual middle schoolers when my daughter was on the Scholastic Bowl team back in the day. So what's going to happen is I'm going to ask you a question. If you get it right, you get a point. If not, your opponent will get a chance to steal. First 1 to 5, or whoever is leading when the time in the round runs out, will be our winner. Now I must ask, Pat, Steve, do you understand the rules? Are you ready to play the game?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Let's flip and see who will go first. Oh, and Steve the limo driver gets the first question. Let's get to it. Scholastic Bowl trivia on the Overnight Arcade. Here you go, Steve. What is the highest mountain peak on Earth? Is it Mount Kilimanjaro, Mount Hood, Mount Makalu, or Mount Everest?
Mount Everest.
Mount Everest. Is correct. Starting off very well, Steve. Nicely done. All right.
What is Mount Everest?
Pardon me?
What is Mount Everest?
No, listen, that's some other trademark game show. We can't do that. All right, we got
Good
that
luck,
one done.
Pat. Good luck, Pat.
Here we go, Pat.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
Who invented the cotton gin? Was it Samuel Colt, Eli Whitney, Samuel Morse, or Thomas Gin?
Eli Whitney.
Yeah! Is correct. That means it's the end of round one. Oh, Bill, what's the score?
It is tied and one apiece.
Oh, this is it's neck and neck. This is going to be a tight one, Dan. It's going right down to the wire. We go back to Steve, the limo driver. What is the closest planet to the sun? Is it Venus, Mercury, Earth, or Jupiter?
Mercury.
Mercury. Let's go to the board. Oh, my goodness. Yes. The contestants are on their game this morning. Let's see if Pat can keep it going. Nicely done, Steve. Here we go.
Oh. 8 years at St. Cornelius.
What's that?
8 years at St. Cornelius.
Listen, the nuns did a good job with you, Steve. All right, Pat. What is the state bird of Illinois? Is it a bluebird?
Cardinal.
Oh, the cardinal doesn't even wait for the clues. Gives me the answer, cardinal. No, you don't. Listen, if you're that smart, I say.
Awesome!
You are correct. Cardinal is the state bird of Illinois. Okay. Cardinal, the state bird of Illinois. That ends round two, Bill.
And we are tied at a deuce.
A deuce apiece. Steve, the limo driver, Pat, the middle school teacher, battling it out. Scholastic Bowl trivia on the overnight arcade. Let's go back to Steve, the limo driver. Steve, what is the smallest unit part of any living organism? Is it a proton, a cell, a molecule, or a granule?
Can you repeat the question,
of
please?
Of course I can. What kind of quizmaster would I be if I didn't do that? What is the smallest unit part of any living organism? Is it a proton, a cell, a molecule, or a granule?
Cell.
Oh, that is correct. It took a few seconds, but you got it, Steve. Nicely done. We go back to Pat. Pat, Steve, do you have Tourette's? You just keep yelling stuff out. So you're fine.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Don't try to get in Pat's head. I see what you're trying to do. It's a little gamesmanship on your part. I understand. All right, Pat, in what country were the Olympics born? Italy, Greece.
Yes! Yes!
Sorry.
Yes!
Yes. No, if you have the answer, feel free to shout it out. Some of these are a little easier than others. Hey, that ends another round, Bill.
And tied at three.
Still tied at three. All right. This is going to come down to somebody having a misstep. Will it be Steve? Will it be Pat? Will it be a tie? Let's find out. All right, Steve, we're back to you. You ready?
Absolutely.
This American artist is known for his illustrations of small-town life featured in the Saturday Evening Post.
Norman Rockwell.
Good job. Keep up the good work.
Norman Rockwell is correct. Nicely done, Steve. Let's get right back to Pat and keep things moving. This is about the time where Steve yells something out. He did not. We go back to Pat. Which Shakespeare play featured the character Hermia, Theseus, Bottom, and Puck? Is it As You Like It, Twelfth Night, The Taming of the Shrew, or A Midsummer Night's Dream?
Oh, gosh. As You Like It.
As You Like It.
Go!
Oh, that is incorrect. That means, Steve, with four, you have a chance to steal, Steve, and perhaps win the game. I will repeat the question. Which Shakespeare play featured the characters Hermia, Theseus, Bottom, and Puck? Is it As You Like It, Twelfth Night, The Taming of the Shrew, or A Midsummer Night's Dream?
I'm going to say Taming of the Shrew.
Taming of the Shrew. Oh, that is incorrect. But that ends the round, Bill.
And
what's the correct answer?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute, Steve.
Steve leading it 4-3.
The correct answer is A Midsummer Night's Dream. A Midsummer Night's Dream. All right, now we come back to Steve. Steve, you have four. You get this one right, you're the big winner. If not, Pat will have a chance to steal, tie the game, and who knows what could happen then.
Go Cats.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Did you just say Go Cats?
Yeah. I listen to Steve's show, too.
Okay.
Is he related to the Northwestern football coach? That's his
That's Pat out Fitzgerald's cue. Thing, yes. Go Cats. I don't know why Steve felt he needed to shout that out, but whatever inspiration goes, that's fine. Just shout it out. Here we go. See if you can shout out the correct answer, Steve. This 1999 movie, starring Kevin Spacey and Annette Bening, and directed by Sam Mendes, won the Best Picture Oscar. Was it The Cider House Rules, The Green Mile, Chocolat, or American Beauty?
American Beauty.
American Beauty for the win. Let's go to the board.
That is correct.
That is correct.
Hey.
Yes, sirree. You know what that means, Steve. You are the big winner. Congratulations.
Cool. Congratulations, Steve.
Oh, thank you, Pat. You're doing a wonderful job there.
See what a good sport she is?
Yes, very nice. Listen, they're both good sports. Steve, the big winner. Pat played a fantastic round. The final score, Bill?
5-3.
5-3. Steve, the limo driver, coming out on top. Let's go into the prize.
I beat a teacher, too. I beat a teacher.
You beat a teacher. Figuratively, hopefully, not literally. Which a language arts teacher would know the difference, correct, Pat?
Yes, I missed on a Shakespeare question.
I know. We won't tell the kids that.
Good.
All right. Let's go to the prize closet. Dan, I know we have a big prize for Steve. Do we have a big prize for Steve, or are we, in fact, prizeless?
For Steve, he will win a $25 gift card to Paisano's Pizza and Pasta, voted number one by Oprah.
Ooh, well, if Oprah votes at number one, who can deny that?
You can order online at PaisanoChicago.com.
As we will. So Steve's going to be enjoying some pizza and pasta, but listen. I feel bad for Pat. She works hard, toiling.
She doesn't get paid enough money.
Doesn't get paid enough. Teachers do not get paid. Underpaid, she underappreciated.
Gets the Cadillac, right? She gets Thank the Cadillac, you. I get the pizza.
She gets what?
She gets the Cadillac, I get the pizza.
Yes, that's how it goes. We give a pizza to the winner and a car to the loser. That's not true at all. But we do have something for Pat, don't
She's
we, Dan?
She's going to get a $25 gift card to Paisa.
Hold on a minute.
Voted number one by Oprah.
Who's talking?
That's Dan.
Oh.
That's Dan the prize monkey. He passes out the prizes. So, Pat, you got a $25 gift certificate as well.
Well, thank you very much.
But Steve gets bragging rights.
We could have saved all this time.
Sure, I guess we could have. All right, well, on that note, thanks for playing the game, Steve. Thank you for playing, Pat. Congratulations to both of you. And have a wonderful morning. I know Dan has all your information, so that's great. Listen, we have time for another round, I believe, Dan. And I know you're on the phone, but I'm going to ask you what callers you want to take for the second round. Because Bill, you ready for another round? Can we
Absolutely.
Do this again? Let's do another round. Dan, what do you say?
Let's do, in honor of the Blackhawks convention this weekend, let's do 10 and 15.
Oh, my goodness. Caller 10 and caller 15 at 312-981-7200. You'll play round number two of the Overnight Arcade right here, WGN.
Game on!
Game on!
Play! Time to play the game!
Oh, yes, it's time for round two of the Overnight Arcade on WGN. I'm your quizmaster, Brian Noonan, in for Nick DiGilio this morning. We'll get to all Nick's regular features on the other side of the news. But let's get to the contestants and find out who's playing round number two. Joanne is in Downers Grove. Hello, Joanne.
Hi, how are you?
I am dandy. And what, Joanne, what do you do for a living?
Oops.
Yep. What do you do for a living, Joanne?
I'm in IT.
You're in IT. Very nice. And let's see who you're playing against. It is Bob in Palatine. Hi, Bob.
Hello, Brian.
And what do you do, Bob?
I'm a lawyer.
What kind of attorney are you?
Oh, general practice, pretty much.
So just about any of my legal needs you could facilitate?
Yes, I used to call you, but then you threw me over for that Sunday night woman.
Well, listen, I have—I don't make programming decisions, Bob. I'm lucky to be here. Let's be honest.
Hey, you know, I'm a trivia veteran because I won the second round of Frankenstein Trivia.
Not Frankenstein. Nobody wins at Frankenstein Trivia.
No, I won the second round and infamous night.
Is that the infamous night? The night that I think Bruce Dumont now has in the broadcast museum.
Oh, really? I'd
yes.
love to hear it.
Oh, it's fantastic. Right next to Garfield Goose. It's just wonderful, wonderful. Well, Bob, Joanne, time is short, so let's get right to it. I'll give you the rules. I'm going to ask you a question. If you get it right, you get a point. If not, your opponent gets the chance to steal. First one to five correct answers, or whoever is leading when our time runs out will be the winner. These are all middle school Scholastic Bowl questions, actual questions from actual Scholastic Bowl. That's right. Joanne, Bob, do you understand the rules? Are you ready to play the game?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Let's flip and see who goes first. And Joanne will get our first question. Here we go, Joanne. Are you ready?
Yes.
You sound very excited, Joanne. How many basic types of clouds are there? 3, 4, 5, or 6? How many basic types of clouds are there? 3, 4.
I'm going to go with 4.
You're going to go with 4. All right.
That is correct.
That is correct. Cumulus, stratus, cirrus, and nimbus. 4 types of clouds. Joanne, way to start things off. And we go quickly to Bob. All right, Bob, here we go. Name the first artificial satellite that was launched into space in 1957. Was it Orbiter, Sputnik, Navigator, or Explorer?
Sputnik.
Sputnik. Sputnik is correct, bringing us to the end of round number one, Bill.
And we are tied at 1.
Tied at 1. All right, here we go. Back to Joanne. Joanne, you ready?
Yep.
All right. The knee is considered which type of joint? Is it a ball and socket, a hinge, a pivot, or a saddle?
Hinge.
A hinge joint. That is right. So far, contestants, as smart as middle schoolers, Dan. This is always exciting when I get to see the knowledge of our players. All right, Bob, we come back to you. Illinois joined the Union in 1818, making it what number state of the Union? Was it the 18th, the 20th, the 21st, or the 23rd?
Wow. Let's go with the 20th.
Let's go with the 20th. Oh, no. Bob, that is incorrect. That means, Joanne, you get a chance to steal. Illinois joined the Union in 1818, making it what number state of the Union? The 18th, the 20th, the 21st, or the 23rd?
Oops, 21st.
You don't sound certain. But let's see if you're right.
Yes!
Maybe I'm lucky.
You are lucky. You are correct. It is the 21st, the 21st State of the Union, which brings us to the end of round number 2.
And Joanne has a commanding 3-1 lead.
Commanding lead is correct, Bill. And Joanne, you could increase that lead right now after that successful steal. All right, Joanne, you're in IT. Let's see if you spend any time in the kitchen. How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon? 2, 3, 4, or 6?
Oh.
How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
2.
2? You say 2. I say?
Nice. Nice.
Oh, wait. I hit the wrong button. No. I say?
Oh.
I say, oh. It is incorrect. Sorry. Oh. I got your hopes up. I'm such a tease that way. Bob, that means you get a chance to steal, Bob. Let me repeat the question.
I know it. I'll go with 3.
You're going to go with 3.
Very nice.
That is very nice, Bob. Oh, steal for steal, tit for tat. Now we stay with Bob, who has a chance to tie the game on this question. Bob, tell me if you can. Who invented the telegraph? Was it Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, Samuel Morse, or Robert Fulton?
It was Samuel Finley Breese Morse.
Wow, the middle names make it even that much more impressive when I do this.
Sweet.
Yeah, sweet is correct. Ending round number 3, Mr. Saronis.
And Bob with a 2-run homer ties things up at 3.
How about it? From a commanding lead to a tie game. That's how fast the overnight arcade can flip-flop.
I think Carlos Marmol slipped in there and gave up that home run.
How about it, Joanne? A crucial error, giving Bob the chance to close the door. All right, but we come back to Joanne. Joanne, who was the first American to orbit the Earth? The first American to orbit the Earth in 1962, was it Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins, Buzz Aldrin, or John Glenn?
Oh, God. I'm so embarrassed.
Who was the first American to orbit the Earth in 1962? Was it Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins, Buzz Aldrin, or John Glenn?
Collins.
Collins.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, that is disappointing for you, but not for Bob, who has a chance to steal and take the lead. Bob.
John Glenn.
John Glenn.
Congratulations.
That is right, Bob. Oh, my goodness, Bob. The tides have turned. Bob, you now have four. And I say this unto you, Bob. If you get this correct, you will be our winner. Are you ready, Bob?
I think so.
For the win, what is the name of the instrument that measures air pressure? Is it a thermometer, an anemometer, a barometer, or a psychrometer? What is the name of the instrument that measures air pressure? Is it a thermometer, anemometer, barometer, or psychrometer?
I think it's an anemometer.
You think it's an anemometer? Ooh, I think you are incorrect. But that means, Joanne, you get a chance to steal. What is the name of the instrument? What'd you say?
Barometer.
Barometer.
Good job, Capua.
All right, that is correct. Ending round number four, Bill.
And we're tied at four.
All right, we're tied at four. Oh, my goodness, hold on. What do we have? Oh, man, time is of the essence. Time is actually up. That means the game ends in a... Can we end the game in a tie, Dan?
We don't mind kissing cousins.
All right, we are going to... Listen, you both...
We're not having a shootout or anything like
that? No, we're out of time. We got things to do. I went way past time anyway. But I will say to both Joanne and Bob, congratulations on a well-played and very, very exciting round. You are both winners on the Overnight Arcade.
Woo-hoo! Thank you, Brian.
You're very welcome. Hold on and let our prize monkey Dan tell you what you've won. Prize monkey Dan.
You have both won $25 gift certificate to Paisano's Pizza and Pasta. Voted number one pizza by, guess who, Brian?
Oprah?
You are correct, sir.
Oprah loves Paisanos, and we love Oprah, and we love Joanne and Bob for playing our game. Thank you both for being part of the arcade.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, guys.